Proverbs chapter 3, verses 7 and 8 says, "Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones." Now, if there's one phrase that sums up the problem with nearly all the human race, it's found in this admonition right here. Be not wise in thine own eyes. It's the root of the lie that Satan used on Eve back in Genesis 3:6, when it says, "And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat." And that's the fall. That's what brought sin and death into the world. Wise in her own eyes. Later on in Proverbs, we're going to read in Proverbs 12:15, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. So that's the easy definition for who this is referring to here. When your opinion contradicts God's word, and you refuse to submit or conform to his word, then you're wise in your own eyes, which is foolishness. It's not wisdom. We're familiar with Isaiah 5:20. "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." But the next verse, we don't quote with it very often, but we ought to, or at least we should remember this, that it tells us who these people are that basically pervert everything. They call good is evil, and evil is good, and darkness is light, and light is darkness, etc. Verse 21 then says, "Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes, and prudent in their own sight." I know I don't have to tell most of the people who would be listening to this that day in, day out, this is what you meet. These people have made up their own God, their own idea of salvation, or whether or not there is a heaven and hell, their own morality. You can tell them the Bible verses that tell us the truth on these matters, and they just scoff at it, throw it out the window. They don't care. They are wise in their own eyes. Every June is Pride Month, and every major city, and even many not major cities, have these pride parades. And they're so proud of themselves, proud of their sin. It's how they identify themselves, by their wickedness. Just think of that. But in day in and day out throughout the rest of the year, that's what you're dealing with. That means, you know, the mass majority of our world today are fools, plain and simple. And be prepared, if you are wise and you stick to God's word instead of your own opinion, you're going to be mocked. You're going to be called a fool for being wise. Just keep that in mind. You have to keep that straight in your head, because as you stand with God and stand with God's word, they'll call you the fool. They'll mock you. You imagine it had to be somewhat like that for Noah, and it was that way for Lot. So the only way for us to remain so is, as it says, fear the Lord and depart from evil. We have a daily walk with the Lord. We fellowship with serious Bible believers, and we pray for one another, lift one another up. And that it says depart from evil, that's separation from this wicked world. You have to pull out. You have to pull away from the world. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. And that's separation. And a lot of Christians get in trouble because they will not come out of them and be separate, saith the Lord. We just, people love the world too much. But only when you do that will verse 8 then come true. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Listen, folks, it's only going to get worse. It's only going to get darker. We better get this message down.